Greetings from Camp Courageous during this wonderful time of the year. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Christmas 2023. Camp Courageous had one of the largest weeks ever with holiday parties, with hundreds and hundreds of campers attending. My precious moment was when a little camper looked up at Santa and said, "I love you, Santa." It melted everyone's heart, especially Santa. You will see the pictures on the front page of the newsletter, The Courier, coming out in the next couple of weeks. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything, whether it be the donation of time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Received a lovely note from Evelyn Bonnie Smith, and she writes, "Thank you all for being there and providing wonderful programs. Our daughter, Laura Smith, loves you all. Special thanks to Emily and her staff for taking Laura on two wonderful trips this past summer. Emily takes good care of Laura and us. We really appreciate her care, patience, and everything else. Sincerely, Evelyn Bonnie Smith." So a big thank you for that note. And talking about those services, we had a Respite Care Weekend this past weekend. Lots of campers had a wonderful time. The theme, of course, was holiday related. And so they made all kinds of craft items and festival activities. Campers made wood cookie ornaments, played holiday bingo with hot chocolate, and campers received a new Build-A-Bear as prizes during bingo. It's a great time and a great time of the year to enjoy at Camp Courageous as a camper. Just a reminder, Camp Courageous' 2024 applications for campers is now open. The thing to do is to fill out that application, and after the application is filled out, then you can look at the camp dates that are open and pick the dates that you would like to attend camp. An application must be submitted before selecting the camp days. Travel trips and adult sessions are currently open. Youth sessions will begin January 15th at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. A big thank you to our good friends at Spahn & Rose in Dubuque. Their foundation provided camp a wonderful check. Had a great opportunity to meet with Brian Bowles, the general manager up there. The Spahn & Rose Foundation has been supporting the camp since the 80s. Just a wonderful group of people. Our original five buildings built in 1973, a lot of those supplies came from Spahn & Rose. And as the camp has grown, now we have about 35 buildings. And Spahn & Rose has always had a genuine commitment to the customers, community, and passion for the building industry. Personally, I credit Spahn & Rose with much of what I know about building these days. Back when I was 14 years old, Spahn & Rose up in Dubuque employed me, taught me far more than they ever got back from me. Good to see Dave Nicholson, one of the longtime employees up there, along with Dave Davis, the president and CEO of Spahn & Rose. Great company, and we appreciate their decades of support. This weekend, we have Chaz and Nancy Jargo from Miles coming out to spend a day at Camp Courageous. What they do, instead of giving gifts back to each other, they end up spending a day at Camp Courageous, the whole family, working, volunteering, and just a great family, been involved in camp for decades. We had Sarah and Marv Hackmeyer from that area come up the other day, and we were teasing about all the projects that we're going to give the Jargos to do. Just a reminder, there's only days left to buy your tickets for the Fiat that Camp Courageous is raffling off the last day of the year. The last opportunity to buy a ticket will be December 30th at 12 noon. So you want to get your tickets as soon as possible. You can go online and get more information at campcourageous.org, or you can contact us here at the camp. Tickets are only $25. We really appreciate folks voting for Camp Courageous. And the Cedar Rapids Gazette Gives Back. And if you go to Cedar Rapids Gazette Gives Back, you can vote there. You can go online, and there's an opportunity at the Camp Courageous website. Our garage sales will be closed Christmas Day. We have, of course, the Manchester garage sale. They're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and on Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. And they will also be closed along with Christmas Day. They'll be closed January 1st through the 7th. They'll be completely remapping the whole Manchester garage sale, and so they're going to clean everything up. And once again, January 1st through the 7th, they'll be closed in Manchester. And of course, we have our winter sale going on here at camp. They'll be also closed on Monday, Christmas Day. And we welcome folks to come out and see them here at Camp Courageous, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, Wednesdays from 9 to 6. And the first Saturday of every month, they'll be available to come and take a look. Our need of the week are water-based wet wipes. You can get more information about those on Camp's website. Camp also lost a couple of dear friends this past week with the memorials going to Camp Courageous. Wayne Whitham was 70 years old from Pella, Iowa, and also from Queen Creek, Arizona. His wife Jackie brought up some memorials. Wayne was a wonderful person, just involved in everything. He was a major part of Brown's Shoe Fit Company, third generation, and just a good person. Our sympathy goes out to Wayne's family. And we also lost our dear, dear, longtime camper friend, Rachel White. Rachel was 43. She was in a home operated by Systems Unlimited in Coralville. She was raised in Marion. In 2001, she graduated from Linmar Schools. Rachel was fortunate to be born into an incredible family with Phil and Laura White of Marion, two super dedicated individuals and great advocates for Rachel and for all those with disabilities. Rachel attended camp nearly 50 times in 30 years, from 1986 to 2020. She was always a huge hit with the staff. Everybody loved her, and we will all dearly miss her. Phil, her dad, wrote, "Camp has meant a lot to her, and she is thinking about you guys as she was going through the hospice." Our sympathy goes out to Rachel's folks, Phil, Laura, and all of her dear friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend, a great Christmas. Thank you for making it such a wonderful year for Camp Courageous. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this holiday. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.